Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The cannabis management in New York State, I believe, from the beginning, was a mess. And there's a current story about that. And to join us to talk about this is my assemblyman, Paul Bologna. Paul, welcome to the show.
Joe, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Paul, let's start, before we get into this story, just how you've observed cannabis and the state dealing with cannabis over the last few years.
It's pretty much been an abject failure since the beginning. And, you know, I don't know any other state in the entire U.S. that treats businesses and entrepreneurs the way that New York State has in this business. Now, however you feel about cannabis and the decriminalization or the legalization of cannabis, the point is now that it is legal, how do we regulate it? And that was the big thing from the beginning, how do we regulate it? So you have business owners, and this is generally who I hear from, is business owners that are now required to have an actual property. They have to build out the space. They have to pay taxes on the property. They have to pay rent on the property. They have to pay for the utilities on the property with no actual guarantee that they're ever going to get a cannabis license. So these business owners and entrepreneurs are pretty much bled dry by New York State because of the incompetence in terms of distributing these licenses. So that's problem one. Now, problem two is that you have this story that we're talking about now, where New York State tries to put up some type of safeguards to keep cannabis away from schools. So they measure 500 feet, and if anyone owns a bar or a liquor store, very similar, it's 200 feet from a school or a place of worship. This is 500 feet. Now, from my understanding of what this happened in this story, they mismeasured didn't measure the correct, whether it's the property line or the door of the dispensary. The Office of Cannabis Management mismeasured that. And I think it's the 152 businesses across New York State that they mismeasured this on. And they now have to shut down shop and start a new location and go through the whole process all over again. Now, I'm reading that the governor's is proposing a $15 million fund to do this, where each business affected by this would receive up to $250,000 of basically I'm sorry money. I can tell you right now, as a member of the state assembly, I haven't voted on or seen anything that would be $15 million of funding for this. I have no idea where that $15 million is coming from. So, but Joe, this is Kathy Hochul's New York State. This level of incompetence throughout, these are basic functions of government, providing licenses and allowing businesses to operate. These are basic functions of government that this state cannot get right, and it's been a thorn in our side for years.
Paul, I feel like we could just take the $10 million that was set aside for Letitia James and put it towards this fund.
Well, $25 million, there you go. We'll just start adding it to it. Just start racking it up, baby.
You know, I look at New York, and I still think of, you know, I'm a huge Mets fan, and I think of back in 2010, I think it was, when New York was running the We're Business Friendly commercials.
Oh.
And, you know, I look at a story like this. You know, let's not even look at taxes for a second. I look at a story like this. I'm from out of state. Why would I even look to New York State to start a business?
That is, Joe, it's funny. I was literally just talking to my chief of staff about this exact thing. If you are a business in Ohio or Pennsylvania and you're looking to expand your business, and this is how New York State operates, and this is the functionality of the government that you're going to, you know, enter into, why on earth would you want to enter a state that is so blatantly incompetent in allowing businesses to thrive? And it's not just this. New York State has and again, I've only been in the assembly for 7 months, and some of the things that I've seen and that I've heard on the floor of the assembly, I literally had to pick my jaw up off the ground. It is not just this. It is bail reform. It is the CLCPA. And apparently now the governor is just realizing that this gas ban on new builds is going to be a problem. Apparently just now people are realizing that the universal electrification, electric school buses are not really feasible, and it's not really realistic to do it in the time frame that is laid out in the law. Apparently just now that everyone's just coming aware of the fact that this is a problem. You have got to be kidding me. And that is just standard operating procedure for this governor's government and this governor's New York State. And it is incredibly frustrating to watch.
So we have the biggest budget, or one of the biggest budgets in the country, and now we're going to have to pay for the state's mistake. You mentioned electric buses, and it was one of our topics earlier in the week. You know, you've got so many people speaking out, the Highway Superintendents Association.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
But you've also, I mean, Paul, we live in reality, right? I mean, it gets freaking cold here. I mean, can you imagine putting students on an electric bus in February? I mean, we know the cold drains the battery. And I think about 2000 when gas buses were stranded in the middle of a blizzard. I mean, this seems almost dangerous just to get a point across.
Joe, you have little kids and I do too. And I represent, you know, northern rural Niagara County, Somerset, Newfane, Wilson, where there is a great distance between houses and between schools. And I can't imagine what's going to happen on these electric buses in the middle of February when it's 4 degrees outside. Something happens, the bus stalls, and suddenly you're left with a bunch of little kids on a bus in the freezing cold. You know, it's. Again, New York State has a tendency to do first and worry about the consequences and this stuff later. And you know what? I know that we like to talk about, you know, Democrat, Republican, and partisan issues. Honestly, Joe, it's in the state legislature, it is people that live on planet Earth and people who don't. And that's really what it boils down to.
I mean, it seems all this stuff seems really clear. And you mentioned the gas hookup, and I know we're going off the topic we agreed to, Paul. But the fossil fuel hookup has been an issue since being announced, and that goes into effect at the beginning of next year. And there's still so many more questions. I mean, do you think there will be a delay put on? Do you think there will be a stop to this madness? I mean, I've got one thing happening in Washington, D.C., and it seems like the state just wants to do the complete opposite and go more restrictive and kick the gas companies out of the state.
Mm-hmm. Look, I'm not in the business of predicting the future. I'm in the business of influencing it. So from where I stand, my priority is a complete repeal of the CLCPA altogether. Anything that has to do with banning gas, the mandated universal electrification, my goal is to repeal it all and let the market dictate. Look, I've been saying this for years. We should have a very wide swath of energy resources. And what that does is that basically it's a hedge against market volatility. So if you want to lower energy prices, because apparently we have this affordability crisis that's going on that the governor loves talking about, but we're not doing anything to actually solve it. And a lot of it stems with energy. So if you want to reduce energy costs, shouldn't we be investing in every type of sort? Like, I have nothing against green energy, but we should be using that as a supplement to the energy that we have available to us now to basically create a market, create competition, and lower prices across the board. That's what we should be doing. Now, I don't think that this is a realistic implementation. I think that 2026 is going to come and people are going to be panicking. So I would hope that New York State would be passing some type of legislation to at least at the minimum extend it. I'm actually proposing legislation that would allow municipalities to opt in or out, depending on where you are. So if in New York City, you want to go all electric, God bless you. But if you in upstate New York, Western New York, your community wants to maintain, you know, its natural gas, that's something that you should be allowed to do. So that's something I'm actually going to be introducing in the next couple of weeks here.
That's I think that's a great idea. And like you said, I mean, hey, I'm not against, I'm not against if I don't have to fill up my car with gas, nothing about the environment. I just, hey, it sounds cheaper to me. I like to go on road trips and I don't want to wait an hour every time I have to recharge.
But Joe, if electric cars were affordable, if they were, you know, efficient and they were reliable, guess what? We'd all be driving electric cars, but they're not. And that's the problem. I'm a market person. I believe in market solutions, and the market should dictate how quickly we get to electrification.
Yeah, I 100% agree. Paul, before I let you go, back to cannabis. I know this is early. This story is just coming out. But do you think there'll be movement in Albany on this next time you guys meet?
Well, I saw one state senator said that we should be grandfathering in these businesses. Now, while on one hand, you know, it's not necessarily the business's fault for the situation that they're in. So it's a pro-business piece of legislation. However, at the same time, you know, we're basically saying, okay, it's okay for cannabis dispensaries to be selling closer to schools than originally anticipated. So there's some things I would like to see, some actual language and legislation, but I really want to see where the hell this $15 million is coming from that the governor apparently has, you know, stashed away to fix this problem that was created by her office.
It looks like you guys will have another meeting with the comptroller to find that money.
Can't wait. I'm sure it's going to be riveting.
Hey, Paul, always great. I really appreciate you jumping on last second with us.
Anytime. Thanks, Joe. I really appreciate it.
That is Assemblyman Paul Bologna.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready.
maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at how I met your mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.